Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. So today is a day of real problems with communication in the United States, and we don't know why. Thousands of AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile customers hit by a cellular outage across America, sparking fears of a possible cyber attack. Some people could not even make emergency calls. Their cell phones would not even dial 911. And Ron DeSantis warned of a possible EMP strike during all of this. Of course, that is not what happened, but we were worried it was happening. And pharmacies across America report widespread outages following the cyber attack. Change Healthcare, a prominent healthcare technology company based in the USA, has fallen victim to a cyber attack, leading to widespread outages and delays in prescription processing at pharmacies nationwide. Change Healthcare is owned by United Health Group, and it's critical in the healthcare infrastructure of the United States, including facilitating the processing of orders and payments for patients across the country. So lots of problems. The very thing that we fear is that, Chinese hackers, Russian hackers, and just in general, evil hackers are causing damage all across the United States. And we just don't know what could come next, how bad it could really be. But you better be prepared. A lot of bad things could be coming down the pike. I wrote a column early this morning. Nikki Haley is the new Liz Cheney, with a little Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan thrown in. What a loser Nikki Haley has become. I wonder how much money the three Ds bribed her. The three Ds being Democrats, D.C. Swamp, and the D.C. state, deep state. Was it cash in offshore accounts? Was it CEO offers after the primary? Was it a book deal for a $10 million advance? Was it a guarantee of $100,000 corporate speeches galore? Did they offer Nikki a seat on The View? Maybe even her own daytime talk show? This much I know. Someone gave her one hell of a multi-million dollar offer that leaves her set for life. Why else would she be so willing to commit career suicide and face humiliation? Because there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Nikki's career is finished, as in kaput, as in shambles, as in Charles Manson would have the same odds of winning a GOP race ever again. They both have zero chance. And when this GOP primary began, Nikki had a pretty good resume. Governor, UN ambassador, perhaps the most famous female politician in the GOP. She was a guest, by the way, on my national TV show. Excuse me, my nationally syndicated radio show. This is before I got a TV show. She was on my USA Audio nationally syndicated radio show 2 years ago. And I remember at the time thinking and saying that she gave one of the best interviews of any guest I've ever had on my show. She was that talented until she decided to backstab President Trump and viciously badmouth Trump and accept tens of millions of dollars in donations from Democrats, rhinos, deep staters, and assorted villains with Trump derangement syndrome. And before she started to celebrate her love for wasting billions of taxpayer dollars in Ukraine and promote wars all over the globe and defend open borders and destroy her career by making every conservative MAGA warrior want to puke. Now she couldn't get elected dog catcher. Nikki has either been bribed or she is delusional. She may simply suffer from the same mental illness as Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, and Mitch McConnell. She thinks the key to success in the GOP is in the middle. But there is no middle, not in the GOP or the Democrat Party. To be in the middle means you stand for nothing and you make no one happy. There's only one thing in the middle of the road, roadkill. Delusional morons like Liz Cheney falsely believe there is a Republican, conservative, patriot, or Christian voting bloc that likes her. Wrong. There is no one who likes her. Liz Cheney has a fan club of one, her father, Dick, aptly named. Why don't Rhino Republican traitors like Liz Cheney, Paul Ryan, Jeff Flake, Mitt Romney, and a cast of hundreds of others understand once you backstab Trump and the MAGA movement, you have no audience, no fan club, no voting bloc. You are alone in the world. 99% of the GOP base hates you for being a turncoat, and 100% of Democrats hate your guts for ever being a Republican. You've made both sides unhappy, so now you have no one. Now you're a party of one. Fighting President Trump is a suicide mission. The battlefield is littered with the bodies of those who took on the losing battle. Trump has not only destroyed the careers of all the rhinos, but he has single-handedly ended the Bush dynasty, McCain dynasty, Romney dynasty, Clinton dynasty. And if Trump wins again in 2024, he has once and for all destroyed the Obama dynasty, too. That's a lot of famous and powerful trophies hanging on the wall of Trump's study. All of them far more famous and powerful than Nikki Haley. So what made Nikki think she could take down the king when the Bushes, Romneys, McCains, Clintons, and Obamas tried and failed? What hubris to think she could slay the greatest fighter of all time? As of Saturday, meaning 2 days from now, the day of the South Carolina primary, Nikki's political career is officially toast. She faces total and complete utter humiliation, getting destroyed in her own state. I know, Democrat donors have convinced Nikki that Trump will be off the ballot, convicted of crimes, sent to prison, or left disgraced and bankrupt by Letitia James and Fannie Willis. First of all, that's never going to happen. Trump is the rightful 2024 GOP nominee. No one could stop him. He also has the best chance of winning the general election out of any Republican in the world, even if he has to campaign from a prison cell. Why not? Joe Biden supposedly won in 2020 while campaigning from his Delaware basement in a mask and diapers. Secondly, if for any reason on earth Trump is not the GOP candidate, if God forbid he gets hit by a car, or God forbid the deep state assassinates him, the GOP base will still never, 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 ever vote for Nikki Haley. Great job, Nikki. I hope whatever goal they gave you or promised you is enough to live for the rest of your life. Because your political career is now over, dead and buried, you committed career suicide. Now go complain about it for the rest of your life in the Rhino retirement home with Liz Cheney, Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, Jeff Flake, and soon to join you, Mitch McConnell. Just watch your back. With that crowd, you better have eyes in the back of your head. That is my latest commentary. It'll be out tomorrow morning, just in time for the GOP primary in South Carolina and Nikki's humiliation and the final official end of Nikki's career when everyone realizes, why the F did you do that? It's pretty strange stuff. Here's an article from censorship expert Mike Benz. The Pentagon led a massive censorship campaign to stop Donald Trump from winning the 2020 presidential election. And the election had already been rigged, says Mike Benz, a full 7 months prior to Election Day, meaning the outcome had been predetermined for a Joe Biden win. So he was on Tucker Carlson, this guy, Mike Benz. So Tucker says, what you're saying is they knew the outcome of the election several months before it was held? And Benz responded, it looks very bad. The fix started in April 2020 at the behest of the Pentagon, which created a coalition that includes the Department of Homeland Security, NATO, and the Democrat National Committee. The plan was to preemptively censor any and all disputes over the legitimacy of mail-in ballots, a brand new voting option that was launched at the time due to the COVID pandemic. Four key institutions played an instrumental role in establishing the fix: Stanford University, the University of Washington, Graphica, and the Atlantic Council. These Pentagon cutouts, as Benz described them, all operated under the direct influence of the Pentagon to pressure social media companies to adopt a new category of speech violation called delegitimization that encompassed any form of content calling into question the legitimacy of not just mail-in voting, but also early voting and drop boxes and ballots tabulated after Election Day. This pressure was not merely advisory, but was backed by the implication of potential government force or repercussions for non-compliance. That was reported by the Vigilant Fox. This included direct communication channels with tech company executives to facilitate rapid takedown requests. And this happened to me. I was banned by Twitter. I was suspended in the middle of the election, 2 weeks before the election, by Twitter. I was suspended by Facebook right before the election. As a consequence, this concerted censorship effort led to the removal or throttling of potentially hundreds of millions of posts, particularly those questioning the security of mail-in ballots. According to Benz, the Pentagon staged the fix so far before Election Day because it was fearful about the perceived legitimacy of a Biden victory in the event of a so-called red mirage, blue shift event. They knew the only way Biden would be able to win mathematically was through the disproportionate Democrat use of mail-in ballots. They knew there would be a crisis because it was going to look extremely weird if Trump looked like he won by 7 states, and then 3 days later, it came out, actually, the election switched. Such an occurrence would have made the scandalous Bush-Gore election debacle pale by comparison, prompting massive public outrage. So what we need to do is we need to pre-censor the ability to even question legitimacy. This is what the Pentagon scheme looked like. They took out hundreds of key influencers, and that, of course, included Wayne Allyn Root. So it's pretty obvious what happened. The election was stolen based on censorship and mail-in ballots. And why do you think they were so uptight about mail-in ballots? Because they knew that's how they were going to steal the election. That was their plan, to steal the election. So they needed to make sure they censored all negative criticism and questioning of mail-in ballots. There it is.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root.
You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
President. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Roots on fire. So James O'Keefe strikes again and proves, by the way, we have no laws in this country. It's just every man for himself. The government hates our guts. The government wants to kill us. The government wants to bankrupt us. The government wants to steal everything we've got. The government wants to make us serfs and slaves. An IRS official, O'Keefe goes undercover, and an IRS official tells O'Keefe's reporter that the IRS uses AI, artificial intelligence, to spy on Americans' bank accounts. And the reporter asks, is that constitutional? And the IRS official, Alex Mena, says, I doubt it. There are no laws in this country. The government does whatever they want to do. Anything they want to do to screw you over. According to Alex Mena, an IRS official with the Criminal Investigations Unit in New York, he met with O'Keefe Media's undercover journalists. He says the IRS uses artificial intelligence technology to spy on American citizens and company bank accounts without a warrant or evidence to uncover whatever they need to, you know, to get a warrant. In other words, fraud. The IRS is going after small people and destroying people's lives, said Mena. All of the agents are like robots, he said. This is quite ironic, because the Gateway Pundit recently reported the O'Keefe Media Group exposed the No Mas Muertes organization, Spanish for No More Deaths, a nonprofit and ministry of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Tucson, for smuggling illegal immigrants from the border in Arizona. And this organization is a 501c3, which holds a tax-exempt status for their hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations, but the IRS couldn't care less, and they're targeting innocent Americans. They couldn't care less that a group is smuggling illegals into the country, and they have a tax-exempt status while they're committing crimes. Unbelievable. So, I just don't know what to say anymore. Our government is disgusting. Our government is a disgrace. Our government is a bunch of Nazis and Soviet communists and Gestapo and Stasi. And it's nice to know that an unwitting IRS Revenue Service official is so stupid as to talk to an undercover agent for O'Keefe's organization and tell him this kind of stuff. Unbelievable. This artificial intelligence technology is so useful to the IRS's spying operation that this guy, this official, says in 6 months they were able to capture $500 million. When asked if it's constitutional for the government to search Americans' bank records without a warrant, Alex Mena, the IRS official in New York, told the undercover reporter, "I doubt it." He laughed. "It's crazy," he added. "Well, agreeing this kind of spying with AI is invasive," he said. "A lot of people are, like, not happy with it." Unbelievable. What you're dealing with. What you're dealing with. Mena also stated, "We have, like," this must be a young guy. Who speaks with likes? "We have, like, all the information from all the companies in the whole world, not just in the United States." It's just... He said, all the agents are robots. The IRS is more focused on going after small people and putting people in prison, says Mena. They're robots. They have no problem destroying people's lives. These are probably the 87,000 new agents that the not only the Democrats want to fund, and they did, but Republicans didn't ever defund after they claimed they were going to. It's just, it's really crazy. Mena revealed the IRS is right under Congress and the president. The states really don't have a say in what we do. He also agrees that it's AI, whether we want it or not. The program isn't even overseen by the IRS, but instead the DOJ, the Department of Justice. During the conversation, the journalist said she would like to share this information with her friends. Mena asked us not to reveal his name. However, he admitted there is no accountability within these agencies. It's virtually impossible to lose your job in the government. He heard a story about a government employee who showed up drunk at his job and punched a coworker, and they just sent the guy to therapy. The unions are very strong. You know, there's nothing he said that I didn't already know. Nothing. This is the reality of government employees. A bunch of drunk louts. A bunch of losers who are jealous and hate the private sector and hate everybody who owns a business and hate everybody with a Republican next to their name and want to destroy all of us. Jealous, bitter little losers. That's who runs our country. That's why they've run it into the ground.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
You USA News Update. Authorities probing Thursday's cellular service disruptions are looking at whether they stem from a cyber attack. ABC News says that the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies are investigating whether the outages resulted from a cyber attack or were mere technical issues. Public satisfaction has declined in more domains than it's improved since President Biden took office. According to a Gallup poll since January 2021, satisfaction's notably decreased regarding immigration, the nation's military strength, and energy policies. There is a slight increase in satisfaction with the status of black adults and other racial minorities in the country. A storm is anticipated to impact the Northeast, bringing rain and potential snowfall. Meteorologists predict that the system, which crossed the Midwest on Thursday, will progress eastward into Friday. While the East Coast is projected to receive primarily rain, northern New England may get snow. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
otherwise known as War. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Sponsor of this segment is Z-Stack. Prior to his death, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new products to protect you. His Z-Stack protocol is based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. His Z-Shield product addresses dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. And now his Z-Detox product was developed with real all-natural ingredients. It may detox your body from harmful toxins that can stay in our tissues and bloodstream. Go to ZStackLife.com right now, ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a special discount just for my fans to get Z-Stack, Z-Shield, and Z-Detox. That's ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR. All right, my guest is here, Patrick Batcham. He's back again to Batcham good. He's the director of the Democracy Institute, Washington, D.C.-based think tank. DemocracyInstitute.org is his website, DemocracyInstitute.org. Patrick Batcham, are you here to bash the liberals good?
Always, Wayne, always. Great to be with you again.
All right, so the latest polling on Joe Biden. You know, let me tell you my opinion, and then you react to it. My opinion is that he's in a nosedive and there's no way to get out of it and he has to be replaced. And I hope they don't, believe me, because Trump will destroy him. But they know that and they're never going to leave Biden in there.
Well, he's in a nosedive and we've got him at 39% approval. I think that's his ceiling for the rest of the campaign. I think if anything go further down, you're right. It looks like he's dead in the water. The problem for the Democrats is twofold. One, although they know he's not a strong candidate against Trump, they don't have anybody else who's stronger, who's willing and available. There are plenty who are willing, and many who are available, but they do even worse against Trump in polling. The one exception is Michelle Obama, who's competitive, but the question is, does she want it? Does she want to be president or queen, more to the point? Probably yes, but is she willing to campaign for it? Unlikely. So they may be stuck with Biden as the least worst option.
Well, I saw a poll, and I don't think this one was yours. A poll came out yesterday, and it showed that Trump beats Kamala much worse than Biden, and Trump beats Gavin Newsom even worse than Kamala or Biden. So you're right. They don't have any other option except Kamala. Except Michelle. I believe Michelle will be the choice come the convention in this summer. She can deny all she wants, and David Axelrod can deny all he wants, and Karl Rove can deny all he wants. I'm telling you, it's going to wind up being Michelle, because that's the script, Patrick. She's going to come out on the stage, and she's going to say, they said I didn't want it, and they were right. I don't want it. I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it and you know, end the fun in my life and give up the rest of my life to save America from the big, bad orange man who's a dictator and a Nazi and a Hitler, and he's going to take away your freedoms, and there's no choice. There's no one else but me. I'm going to make the sacrifice and do it. I can write that speech.
Yeah, well, the Democrats would certainly go for her, and I'm smart enough never to bet against you, Wayne. But if it is her and it unfolds as you suggest, then the question is how quickly does the bloom come off the rose? Because as soon as she is officially the candidate, Trump's got a couple of months to just take a
work her over,
blowtorch to her. And she does, you know, she's not comfortable dealing with people in any public sense. I don't think she would be the candidate the Democrats think she would. They just know that she has good name recognition, high favorability, but it's, you know, it's paper thin, right? But as you say, she's the best shot they have, whatever shot that may be.
Here's the reason why I think she's the best shot they have. And believe me when I tell you, you know, people get mad at me because they go, are you trying to talk them into it? Wait, no, I'm not trying to talk them into it. I know they're already thinking it. I know that's their plan. Because why else, Patrick, would they have chosen Chicago for the site of their national convention if they weren't going to bring out Michelle, you know, who was born and raised in Chicago? Why would you have it in a city and a state where Democrats are automatically going to win? You're not gaining a damn thing. Why not do it in a battleground state like Michigan or Wisconsin? Wisconsin or Pennsylvania. They should have had it in Philly and gotten all the publicity and the media and the everybody screaming about the Democrats are so great. They're having our convention. They're helping our economy. And they've got every media headline. They're not doing anything for themselves by having it in Chicago. Why would they pick Chicago if it's not the coronation of Michelle Obama?
Well, I think you're right. That's the plan, is that they hope it will be. I'm just, I guess, not convinced that they can
that
convince
wants,
her to
yeah.
actually go through with it. It's possible. It's possible. And as you say, if they do convince her, then it's just, you know, the stage is, you know, literally and figuratively set for her. But, boy, they're taking a risk, because if she won't do it, then they have blown the chance, as you suggest, to have it in a swing state, have it somewhere that doesn't, you know, Chicago obviously tells the world everything they don't want the world to know about Democrat-run places, right?
Let me ask you a question, Patrick, because I have never heard any other pollster do the poll. I've never seen one poll that measures Michelle Obama against Trump. Have you done a poll, Trump against Michelle, or nobody's done that?
Yeah, we've done it. We've done it privately, yes.
And what were the results? Can you tell me?
She's competitive, but Trump's still ahead. I think once we did it a couple of months ago, it was a point, and more recently it was 2 points. So she's the only one within striking distance, but Trump still wins if that poll was accurate.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. I mean, my feeling was that Trump is starting to gain a lot of support among blacks. They're moving to Trump because
yes.
Biden has done nothing for him. And if you bring back Michelle, they all go back into the Democrat plantation, as it were. That's what a lot of people use that term. You know, they think of them as kind of their automatic votes. So that's kind of like being a slave on a plantation. They're yours, and they have no other choice. They feel like blacks can only vote Democrat. That's a plantation mentality. And so Democrats might bring them back to the plantation. And if they pick a very popular black candidate, and that's Michelle Obama. There is no other one. Kamala is a very unpopular black candidate. So the only thing they got to bring people back to, but let's say, the Democrat reservation, the only person they've got is Michelle Obama.
It is their only hope with black voters, and I do think that at least initially she would bring some home. I don't think she'll bring anything close to all of those that have now moved to Trump. But the thing that I would stress is that 2 or 3 months of campaigning, 2 or 3 months of attacks from Trump and the Republicans, and probably from Kennedy as well, are going to eat into whatever black vote she's able to bring back to the Democratic side. So, I think she does better with blacks and generally than Biden would, but not enough, I suspect, to actually stop Trump.
No, but again, that's in a poll, right? That's your poll,
yep.
Which is very accurate
yep.
generally. But it doesn't matter if your poll's accurate. What if he beats her by 2, but it doesn't matter
yep.
because they rigged the election with mail-in ballots? See, so if
yep.
she stays close,
yep.
that's enough to then steal with mail-in ballots. That's all they need, Patrick.
That's possible, yeah, because the margin of fraud is 1 or 2%. They can pull
Oh, more
out.
Than that. More than that. It's more than that, I'm telling you.
You could maybe. I mean, obviously, you need to be up by 5, 6, 7 to be sure. And
correct.
Initially, she's going to have it within that margin of fraud. But again, I'm not so sure she will withstand the rigors of a campaign. And I think that, you know, the pendulum will swing back by the time of the election, I suspect, even if she's on the top of the ticket.
I think conservatives are you know, I look, it's all in jest, you know, so don't let anybody think I'm saying this as it's real. I get thousands of emails saying, Wayne, Michelle can't win because she's a trans. She was a man. The world's going to find out she's Big Mike. She's not Big Mike. That's ridiculous. She was not a man. So if they were right, I would agree, but that's not true. She was always Michelle, and if she was always Michelle, then that argument is out the window, and she has no fear of being exposed as a former man who switched to a woman if she never was a man. So I think that's just wishful thinking, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's plenty to go at Michelle Obama with. On all
her
kinds
views.
Of, absolutely. That's all you've got. That's all they need to do. They just need to
right.
make the point that nothing has changed. Just the face has changed. Nothing is the face and the name. Nothing else has changed. And if they do that effectively, then she won't win.
Right. Her comment that, you know, she was never proud of America in her entire life until the day Obama won the election. And you just look back and go, wow, how the hell could anybody support someone with that view? Never proud of America in your life. Greatest country in the history of the world. She was never proud until they elected her husband president. Okay. What a comment. Wow.
Yeah, she would be America's first explicitly anti-American president.
Right. Well, outwardly anti-American, but don't forget her husband was inwardly anti-American. He just never said it out loud, but we all know.
Exactly.
We all know. All right, so let's talk about Nikki Haley, right? Your poll shows a huge majority of Republicans think it's time for her to drop out, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Two-thirds say it's time for her to go. Quarter say she should hang in there, but, I mean, it's done, right? She's just making a fool of herself at this point.
And the vast majority also think that Tucker Carlson had every right to interview Vladimir Putin.
That's right. People want to hear from everybody, whether they like them or not. Why not hear from Putin? Why not hear from whoever is important and influential in the world? If we're going to go to war against this guy, what's he got to say?
Patrick Basham, the director of the Democracy Institute, his recent polling is so on the money. His New Hampshire primary poll, his Iowa caucus poll, they were almost exactly right. Pinpoint accuracy. This is the guy to listen to when it comes to the election. And Patrick shows Trump beating anything the Democrats got, including Michelle, but closer with Michelle than anybody else. The website is democracyinstitute.org. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Thank you, Patrick Basham.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My 2 number 1 best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy 1 bottle of no-covidium and get a 2nd bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements are not evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
On fire. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as tall as me, by the way. And my other dog, Buddy, who's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important... Bubba, quiet. The most important thing we could do for our pets... All right. Enough already, Chris. That is Bubba, by the way. Chris actually, recorded Bubba barking in my office one day. And when he plays that is Bubba. The most important thing we could do for our pets is help support their immune system, which hopefully will keep them healthy and make them live a long life. That's our hope. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of animals. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement, dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. There are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wainwright fans right now at PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com, PC standing for Pet Club 24/7. Pet Club, PC247Health.com. All right. Google's ultra-woke AI runs amok by revising history. They made the founding fathers black. They made all the greatest generals in our history black. All our great presidents black. Folks, I don't know how to tell you this, but all of those people are white, and you can't change history. Google's latest AI chatbox, Gemini, what a name, Gemini, is it a gay AI? Is it a stripper AI? Gemini, sounds like a stripper name, is facing backlash for generating politically correct but historically inaccurate images in response to user prompts. As user probes how woke the masters of the universe have gone with their new tool, Google's been forced to apologize for offering inaccuracies in some historical image generation depictions. The New York Post reports Google's AI chatbox Gemini has generated pictures like a female pope, black Vikings, gender-swapped versions of famous paintings and photographs. When asked by the Post to create an image of a pope, Gemini generated photos of a Southeast Asian woman and a black man dressed in papal vestments, despite the fact that there have been 266 popes in history and they've all been white men. a request for depictions of the Founding Fathers signing the Constitution in 1789 resulted in images of racial minorities signing the Constitution. According to Gemini, the edited photos were meant to provide a more accurate and inclusive representation of the historical content. Wow. The Founding Fathers were all black. Just like, this is like when, I'm pretty sure it was Obama who once commented that Muslims have made great contributions to America since the day of our founding. There were no Muslims in America in 1776. And I would say 100% for sure, but I'll say 1,000% for sure, there were no important Muslims contributing to America's freedom and America's founding. That I know. That I know. I know it was all Christian white men. I also know that one Jewish man funded the entire American Revolution. Without a Jew, there'd be no America. Most people don't know that. Most people could not care less. They don't know it. They don't care. Without a Jew, literally, a wonderful Jewish man giving all his money, I think in today's dollars it was $10 million, to the cause, there'd be no America today because the American Revolution would have been lost. So America had Jews and America had Christians. America had no Muslims. And there were no blacks signing the Declaration of Independence. There's never been a black pope. I mean, it's just the whole thing is ridiculous. And I'm trying to find the article because there was another article here. See if I could find it. About this same Google story. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Google's Gemini director apologized for AI's apparent bias against white people, but then people dug up his old tweets, and oh boy, what an embarrassment. So let me see what his old tweets are. The guy's name is Jack, I don't know how you pronounce it, Jack K. It's Jack Krausik. He said, white privilege is real. Don't be an a-hole and act guilty about it. Do your part in recognizing bias at all levels as egregious. This is America where racism is the number one value of our populace. This is from the same guy who basically oversaw it and he claimed, oh, you know, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, meanwhile, he is that. My personal beliefs are I don't mind paying more taxes and investing in overcoming systemic racism and reversing climate change. It has not only social but economic benefits. Acknowledge systemic racism. Jesus only cares about white kids. I'm pretty sure that's in the Bible. Let's confirm with Jeff Sessions. I've experienced none of these things being a white man in America. We obviously have egregious racism in the country. It's just amazing. In the end, liberals are all pathetic, self-hating, Marxist, communist traitors who hate our country, hate white people, and want to destroy, change history, and destroy the greatest country in the history of the world ever blessed by God. And oh, by the way, unfortunately, sadly, tragically, in liberals' minds, almost everyone who built America just happened to be a white man. How tragic is that? It's really tragic.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.